The feeling is, via remote, I'm Laurel Bowen.
Nigeria has dissolved a special police unit after public protests alleged brutality. And the president announced Sunday that an investigation will be launched. The scrapping of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS, will take effect immediately, the president's office said in a tweet. The Nigerian police force announced also in a tweet that allegations would be investigated and culprits punished. The force said civil society and rights groups would be included in their investigation. Sunday's announcement comes as anger swells both on the streets and on social media over alleged illegal arrests, extortion, torture, and even murder carried out by members of the SARS unit. One recent video went viral showing the alleged killing of a man by a police officer in Delta State. The arrest of the man who shot the video sparked even more outrage. The hashtag #InSARS has been top trending on Twitter. Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo arrived in Mali on Sunday for an official visit after the economic group he chairs lifted sanctions placed on Bamako, following an August military coup. Ghana's leader heads the 15-nation ECOWAS, which has ended its sanctions after Mali agreed to a transition government on October 5th. In the wake of the military rebellion that ousted President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, ECOWAS shuttered Mali's borders and imposed trade restrictions after Malian military officers toppled Keita on August 18th, triggering regional concern over fallout from Mali's instability. Akufo-Addo will meet with Mali's interim leaders, both colonels. Britain and Kenya said Sunday that they would co-host a summit next year to raise funds for children's schooling in poorer countries, warning that the coronavirus pandemic risks depriving many millions of an education. This is VOA News. Tokyo on Sunday opened its first major community hub for LGBTQ people, part of a pre-Olympics project that campaigners hope will tackle stigma and raise awareness of discrimination. Pride House Tokyo is similar to pop-up sites at past Olympics, but will offer a permanent meeting space and information center. The goal is to educate the public about sexual diversity and offer a refuge to people feeling harassed. While Japan has some protections for sexual minorities, it remains the only G7 country that does not recognize same-sex unions, and many couples say they have trouble with things like renting apartments or visiting partners in hospitals. The president of the International Olympic Committee said on Sunday, "In sport, we are all equal," and he wished the new venture a success. Fires that ravaged parts of Syria and Lebanon in recent days have been brought under control, authorities in the two countries said on Sunday. In Syria, blazes fueled by high temperatures broke out Friday in the provinces of Homs, Tartus, and Latakia, where at least three people died, according to the health ministry. Syrian Prime Minister Hussein Arnos said efforts were underway to recover from the blazes and to support those who had been forced to flee their homes. In neighboring Lebanon, more than 100 fires raged since Thursday were already under control, defense source. And roughly 107 villages and towns will go into lockdown for the next week, the government said Sunday, as it deals with record numbers of novel coronavirus cases. Authorities have also ordered bars and nightclubs nationwide closed until further notice. Lebanon is reeling from its worst economic crisis in decades. It's recorded more than 52,500 new coronavirus cases, including 455 deaths. Infections have spiked in the aftermath of a massive explosion at Beirut's port on August 4th that killed more than 200 people, injured thousands, damaged several hospitals, and overwhelmed the capital's health services. Israel will oppose any U.S. warplanes to Qatar, Israel's intelligence minister said Sunday, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen made the comments on Israeli Army Radio when asked about a news report that Qatar had submitted a formal request to Washington to buy stealthy F-35 fighter jets. Asked whether Israel would oppose such a sale, Cohen said, quote, "The answer is yes. Our security and military superiority in the region are the most significant things for us." Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.